Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Over 85 million Americans were under excessive heat warnings and heat advisories today, and that includes New York City, Boston, most of upstate New York, Philly, and Washington. A strong cold front, though, spells relief on the way. Tonight and tomorrow, it will bring along with that showers and thunderstorms, but it will bring down temperatures close to 10 degrees. Cooler, you'll feel the difference on Tuesday, a little bit on Monday. Highs in the 80s and lower humidities, which is already the case in the Midwest, including Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis, and through the Great Lakes. Now, that cold front is not strong enough to permeate all the way down south, as those folks along the Gulf Coast, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas will continue in triple-digit heat. Still hot out west, and that and more in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36, past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. The friendliest strippers in all of Sayreville, New Jersey. Details with Strippers on the Loose later. Sterling at night.
Still coming up on Florida Stories is our audio gold of the week.
There's a guy, he's been attacked by a gator. His arm got bit off and he's naked.
Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
888-688-WALT. Walter M. Sterling. My God, it's time. It's time. It's what you've been waiting for all week at Sterling on Sunday. Is the show live? Yes. Is there any other show on the radio on live now? No. All of those music stations, those so-called FM music stations, all those shows are pre-recorded. The disc jockey is getting drunk right now at Ruby Tuesdays. He hasn't been in that building for weeks, maybe months. This is your one live show at 9 minutes past the hour, 9 minutes past the hour, driving across Route 80. Driving across Route 80, and I will have tollway news for you coming up, and the stunning story of the Chesapeake Bay tolls, which to me are the most remarkable tolls in the world. Truly a remarkable story. This is the time of year, though, when you think about, how can I get cool? Now, let me share with you a remarkable story. I was in my mid-30s. I was making money. I was living in Manhattan. I had the life. And I like to give parties in my apartment. And one of the things that I like to do is give a pool party in my apartment. Now, there's a challenge in itself because I lived on the 8th floor, which is quite a ways from the beach. Did you know that in your town, your city, wherever you live right now, there is an ice house? Just like in the movies of the Old West, there's an ice house. You can go there and buy big blocks of ice. Not just ice cubes, big blocks of ice. Even if you knew that intellectually, you had forgotten that reality long ago. You hadn't been to an ice house in a very long time. I was in my mid-30s, and I decided to give a party in my apartment. And it was July, like now. Oh, my God, it's July now. And I said, you know what we need to do? We need to give a pool party. Now, when I say we, I mean me. I decided to give a pool party in my apartment on the 8th floor of an apartment building in Manhattan. You can see how this might end, but you'd be wrong. I went to a toy store, and I bought a toddler-waiting pool. It was a pretty good-sized pool. I blew it up. I had it blown up at a gas station. I put it on top of my car. I brought it to my apartment building. Brought it into the fancy co-op. It was a fancy co-op. Brought it up to the 8th floor, and there it was in my apartment. Now what was I going to do? Well, I had to fill it up with water. I also bought a hose. I brought a hose from my kitchen to the pool in my living room. Now I had free flowing water in my home. And I filled up this pool with water, like a lot of water, enough to be about 2 feet of water. You can see where this is going. I filled it up, and then I said, well, what is this good for? They're not going to swim. These are fancy people. All my friends are fancy people. They're not going to swim. And I went to the liquor store, and I bought a couple cases of beer and a keg of beer. You know, you can buy a kegger of beer, like a fraternity. I'd live like a frat guy, the life that I never had in college because I was so obsessing over my grades and obsessing over getting out on time so that I could work in radio. I wasn't going to touch it. I just didn't have anything to do with it. I put the kegs of beer, the cases of beer in the swimming pool, filled up the swimming pool in my living room, and then I'm like, how is this going to stay cold? Well, there was only one solution. Downstairs was a restaurant. I went down there. I said, do you have a block of ice? Can I borrow a block of ice from you? How do you borrow ice anyway? It's going to melt. And they said, no. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I looked in the phone book, and sure enough, there was a company that would sell me and deliver to me a block of ice. A couple hours later, a large, burly man with a gunny sack filled with ice showed up at my door. He put it in the pool. Now I'm in Manhattan. I have a swimming pool in my living room. It is filled with beer, two types, mind you, Michelob and Budweiser, and I was ready to party. What happened next will be shocking. This is a live radio show. It's called Sterling on Sunday. I can't believe they are doing this. I said, are you crazy? How are you going to make any money on this? And they said, it's not important. What matters is that Sterling on Sunday listeners get a treat, and this is some treat. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. The Percal sheets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. Now, think about your sheets. They're a little worn out. There's a hole down there at the bottom. Your kids are going back to school. You need new sheets. Here's the price. For example, the queen size regular price sheet is $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. This is special for you. Now you've got to order now because when they're gone, they're gone. They're going to be gone by Tuesday morning. I promise you. Right now they're $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty. Your marriage didn't come with that. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply. Order now. I'm telling you, by Tuesday, they're going to be gone. 800-844-0876. Please call that number. You'll reach a real human being and tell them you want this incredible sheet offer with the name Walter. There's a limited supply. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Walter. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. If you call 800-844-0876, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-844-0876 and use the promo code Walter.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
During the pandemic, you promised yourself that you were going to work for yourself and not work for anybody else. And then the reality hit that starting your own business is hard, and it is easy. There's one way to minimize those risks. You take a social indoor franchise. There's a franchise opportunity that's brand new. Here's what it is. Social Indoor makes computer screens that go in the best restrooms in your market. You get a franchise for your entire market. You go out, get in touch with your friends, your business contacts. You sell advertising messages that go on those computer screens, those digital screens that are installed in the finest restrooms in the finest restaurants and other places in your city. And it's your franchise. No one's going to compete with you for that advertising for that screen. Get all the information. Go to socialindoor.com, socialindoor.com, socialindoor.com. Get the information and put in my name, Walt.
With the report, Fox 35.
A woman armed with a pitchfork and a whip was trying to sell teddy bears outside of a Publix store. This is dash cam video from a Florida trooper squad car pulling up to the store. Troopers say 56-year-old was pointing a whip at the trooper.
Yeah, and look, what they're not telling you here is not only is she out there with a pitchfork and a black whip trying to sell teddy bears, screaming at cops, it is raining. And I don't mean there's a nice little drizzle. It is raining cats and dogs. She's out there in a rainstorm doing this. And what you're not going to see here is this seems to be it's like a dash cam video, but it's the backseat of the police car. And she's not buckled in, so she lays down and starts kicking the door window, trying to bust it out.
Oh, please, Baker, at me!
But doesn't she sound like just a lovely woman?
Investigators say Sloan stabbed a minivan with a pitchfork before she was arrested.
Yeah, after doing this show for like 4 years now, I just imagine this is what happens at all the Publix in Florida like once a day, if not twice a day. But let's check all this out. There's a pitchfork. There's a whip. She's selling teddy bears, which is just random as hell. She stabbed a minivan. I've never even heard of that before. And then Fox 35 comes in and drops a Captain Obvious atom bomb here.
Troopers say she appeared to be under the influence of some sort of stimulant drug.
Yeah, you think she might be on some sort of stimulant drug? Yeah, Fox 35, but we all think that's a pretty safe bet. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Part two of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I'm going to get my kiss from you, or I am twirling straight back to flapjacks with no underwear on.
20 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. It's a Sunday night. It's just you and me, and it's 8,000 degrees outside. Don't leave the car. No need to leave the car. In fact, it would be a good night to sleep in the back of your car, even though you actually own the car, which is very unusual. I'm sharing with you this incredible story from when I was in my mid-30s. I lived in Manhattan. I lived in a co-op. In fact, it was the first co-op in the world, which was not the Dakota. This was the first co-op in the world, and I lived on the 8th floor. Jimmy Fallon lives in this building. All the hotshots live in the building, but they didn't then. Then it was venture capitalists, people who had inherited money, very nice, proper people, not trashy show business people. I was the first trashy show business person to get in the building, and this is why it took a long time for a second one to get in. I bring in a kid's pool. I bring it to my living room. I fill it with water on the 8th floor of an apartment building. I then bought a block of ice, a real block of ice, the kind they needed ice hooks to carry. They put it in the pool, and then I fill the pool with beer cans, Michelob bottles, and I'm like, okay, we're happening now. Now it's time to have a pool party. I bought a lawn chair. I'm not kidding. I put it next to the pool so that if you wanted to sit at the pool, you could. And we had a pool party. I invited over maybe 50 of my fanciest friends, or at least the ones with a sense of humor. And I play Beach Boys songs. That's all I played, Beach Boys songs. Being so stupid, I probably made a special cassette of Beach Boys songs that looped. And everybody seemed to have a good time. Corn on the cob, hamburgers, hot dogs, that was the idea. But remember, please, we're indoors on the 8th floor. Well, it was time for the party to end. And the big disc jockeys left, the executives leave, everybody had a good time. Thank you, Walter, thanks for having us over, no problem. And now I'm standing there staring into the abyss, and it's just me and the kids' swimming pool. And there's the swimming pool. Labels have come off of the bottles of Michelob. The ice is melting, but not a lot, a little. And now I have a kid's toddler pool about 2.5 feet deep filled with water. I'm on the 8th floor of a building. And that's a lot of water to, take out with glasses, buckets, way too much water. I'm like, how am I going to get this water out of this pool? What am I going to do? How does this work? And I had to really think about this. And I did. Next to the pool was about an 8-foot high window. 8 foot high.
Sterling on Sunday.
And what I decided to do was to take that garden hose that I used to fill it up. I put one end in the pool, and I decided to take the other end and put it out the window. However, I had to wait until it was torrential rain because I didn't want anyone to notice that water was coming down from the side of the building, and I didn't want anyone to notice the hose. I just wanted them to look out the window and see that it was raining. I waited and waited. I waited about a day until it started raining enough that I could put a hose in the pool, the other end of the hose out the window. And like I said, this was the first co-op in the world. This was built right. These floors were 3 feet thick. Floor to floor to floor, it was 3 feet thick of wire mesh and concrete. And in the promotional literature for the building, when it was first built, it was explained that this wire mesh and concrete was so thick, rodents couldn't go from floor to floor. That was the pitch. It would keep rodents away. I'm like, okay, so we're keeping rodents away. I stick the hose out the window, and it's an L-shaped apartment. So although I could not see directly where the hose went, if I went to the side of my L, I could look out and see exactly where the hose went. And I went out and looked to the side of the L, and I could see exactly that the hose had gone into the top of the window of the apartment below me. And now I was draining that pool into the dining room of the people who lived below me. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And I quickly pulled it back in, shut the window, pretended nobody was home, and prayed that nobody would knock on the door. And God took care of me. They didn't. No. They didn't. Nobody knocked on my door. And I thought I was free and clear. I thought I was free and clear. I'd put the hose out again. It would drain into the courtyard, and I'd be free and clear. It was a beautiful system. What happened next was as bad as anything I could have ever imagined. I'll share that with you coming up after Dr. Dave's weather. Coming up also tonight, we have news about the laundry chute. And news about dumbwaiters in your house. I have a lot of amazing information about Elon Musk. This is information that for some reason I haven't heard anyplace else, but it seems to be vital and lets you and I always stay in touch. Here's how you do that. You go send me an email to Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Every single email I get gets answered. I have a spectacular website. Yes, I'll tell you the end of the pool story coming up in just moments. I have a spectacular website, thanks to James Copeland and Lee Harris. You go to it at Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. And there you will find information about Florida stories. You will find information about the show, who I am, how did this happen. And it's kind of shocking in itself. Now, did you do your homework? I gave you homework. I told you to watch Licorice Pizza. Have you watched it yet? It's the best movie ever. Paul Thomas Anderson movie, much fun, starring Alana Haim. You will have the best time. You will thank me for this. No, really, you will. You will. What Elon Musk did this week was insane.
Call me by your name and I'll call you by mine.
What? What? Are you threatening me? What? What is that?
Call me by your name and I'll call you by mine.
No. I'm going to get my kiss from you, or I am twirling straight back to flapjacks with no underwear on.
Tell me, is there Is there a chance that your husband will leave the business arena and move into the political arena, do you think, Ivana?
Well, I have been asked this question for many times.
Of course.
It is still speculation, but you never know with Zola. You know, he goes in 10 years, whatever he built in 10 years is just so phenomenal that there are eventually going to be different fields which he's going to go into. And I'd never say never, and it might be politics one day.
That's what she said. Ivana said about him going into politics. So many people said, well, you know, he was never planning on this. He ran for president just to promote a book. Baloney. Nobody runs for president to promote a book. Donald Trump did not need to run for president to promote a book. And then Terry Wogan said to Donald, well, you know, you think you're ever going to do business with the Russians? Do you have any interest in that?
You're going to build a hotel in Moscow, tell me.
No, it's really very unlikely. They wanted us to, and we went over to Moscow, and we looked. But it's the cultures are so different. The whole concept of doing things over there is so different that I really decided that I probably want to.
He was going to run for president in 1988. His wife made it very clear. And then he said, no, I have no interest in doing business with the Russians. I believe both of them. Why not? Coming up tonight, I have a brand new drive-through brew. We have two more Florida stories. Is there another show like this? And let's review the hell of America's highway tolls. What you're going through right now is inexcusable. There should be none of this nonsense with the tolls. None of it. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. And I have the best time with you every single Sunday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. No, what is it? 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the West Coast. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. That persistent ridge of high pressure over the Four Corner area is going to drift to the north and west this week, bringing scorching hot temperatures even to the Pacific Northwest. Portland, Oregon in the lower 100s Tuesday and Wednesday. Seattle well into the lower 90s, and many folk down here don't have air conditioning in the Pacific Northwest. The heat continues in the Southwest as well, with plenty of monsoon moisture fueling thunderstorms. Vegas up to 105 with afternoon thunderstorms. Sacramento in the lower 100s as well. Unfortunately, this heat looks like it will continue at least into early August. This is Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. So we have a 24-year-old Florida man and his cougar girlfriend, 37 years old. You know, they've kind of been off and on lately, though. This isn't the most healthy, stable relationship. They broke up what we thought was for good a couple months ago, but it turns out the 24-year-old Florida man reaches out to his 37-year-old ex-girlfriend to talk things out, maybe patch things up. He wants to get back together. She's not convinced. She resists. He gets angry. It escalates. He beats her, knocks her out, loads her into the backseat of the car, and starts driving. When she wakes up, she's upset, and she wants him to stop the car. He won't stop the car, so she starts beating on him while he's driving. According to the police report, his official story is that he blacked out at that point, and when he woke up, she was already dead. So it sounds like he pulled over the car and finished her off. Threw her in the trunk of the car, and then it gets weird. He just drove around like it was a normal day for a couple days with his ex-girlfriend in the trunk of his car, dead. And then he finally gets the idea to go dump her body in the forest. She was reported missing. They tracked down a bunch of the communication with him. He finally admits to it, takes him to her body. Man, it's another one of those stories. Like, why can't you just break up with someone? Why do you have to kill them? You don't want to be in a relationship with them. They don't want to be in a relationship with you. Don't kill them. Just break up. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, for our next floor story, we're going to Tampa. Another great story from Fox 13 that falls under the category of, why don't you just break up? You don't have to kill anybody. You don't have to shoot anybody. You don't have to do anything crazy or get arrested. But if you don't want to be with him anymore, just break up.
Prosecutors say this is Mingo shooting an assault-style rifle in a pawn shop parking lot in Tampa. The bullets hit two cars with passengers inside. Bullet casings littered the parking lot. Surprisingly, no one was hurt.
Yes.
They believe Mingo was targeting his girlfriend, who had just broke up with him. She agreed to meet with him and return some items when she says she was greeted with bullets. But the defense says Mingo was simply defending himself after they claimed the girlfriend's brother fired at him first. He denied it.
And you don't know how a .45 caliber casing would end up in the windshield wiper area of that Nissan Sentra that you were driving. Is that a no?
No.
Oh, yeah, Your Honor. Those shell casings could have come from anywhere, which, I mean, might be a plausible defense in Florida, where I imagine there are just random shell cases strewn all about that entire state. Yeah, of course there's some spent 45 shells in the pawn shop parking lot. There's probably spent shells in most of the parking lots in Florida, I'm guessing. I mean, judging by this show. And this is a tough one because it's the old he shot, she shot story. I'm sorry, that was a bad one. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Oh, there you go. In my 30s, in Manhattan, I lived in a co-op on the 8th floor. In a particularly manic episode, I decided what I needed to do was give a summer pool party in July on the 8th floor of a co-op. I bought a swimming pool, a toddler-sized pool. I filled it up with water. I bought a professional ice cube, a giant block of ice from an ice house. Filled up the water, put in Michelob, Budweiser, played Beach Boys music, invited over 50 of my coolest friends, and we had a pool party. It was great. All right. Now they're, my guests are gone. They've left. And I'm there on the 8th floor of an apartment building with a swimming pool full of water. And I have to get rid of the water, and it's not going to go out bucket at a time. And besides, I'd be way too lazy to do that. I get a hose. I decide to siphon the water out the giant window. Outside the window was an empty courtyard. Safe bet. Nobody was going to be down there, wasn't on any traffic, not hitting the sidewalk. Safe bet, okay? I put the hose in the pool. The other end out the window. It's an L-shaped apartment. I can go down the L. I can see where the hose is exactly. It isn't going into the courtyard. It is going into the dining room of the people who live below me. Now I'm like, oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, no, no, no. And I pull it in as fast as I can, as fast as I can. And I'm waiting for the knock on the door. I'm waiting for the old lady to knock on my door and say, what are you doing? Why are you pouring water into my dining room? Why is water coming into my dining room? She never knocked on the door. What happened was much worse. This is Sterling on Sunday. They are doing this. I said, are you crazy? How are you going to make any money on this? And they said, it's not important. What matters is that Sterling on Sunday listeners get a treat, and this is some treat. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. The Percal sheets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. Now, think about your sheets. They're a little worn out. There's a hole down there at the bottom. Your kids are going back to school. You need new sheets. Here's the price. For example, the queen size regular price sheet is $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. This is special for you. Now, you got to order now because when they're gone, they're gone. They're going to be gone by Tuesday morning. I promise you. Right now, they're $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty. Your marriage didn't come with that. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply. Order now. I'm telling you, by Tuesday, they're going to be gone. 800-844-0876. Please call that number. You'll reach a real human being and tell them you want this incredible sheet offer with the name Walter. There's a limited supply. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Walter. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you call 800-844-0876. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-844-0876 and use the promo code Walter.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
What do you want, Jake? You want your picture on the wall? You want a free lunch?
My friend Louie got 2 free movie tickets and a mug.
I suppose I could swing that.
Plus 3 days off with pay.
I seriously doubt that.
And 2 nights in Vegas and a new iPhone.
Jake, if you're gonna make up stories, make them believable, okay? Now, excuse me, I've got a customer.
I've got another friend who was an employee of the day, and he got to eat one of his boss's jelly donuts.
Don't you touch those.
Will Jake ever get the recognition he deserves? Listen next week when the manager says...
Jake, you've worked hard today. Why don't you clean the break room and help yourself to one of those overripe bananas?
That's next time on Drive Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
888-688-WALT.
I'm going to get my kiss from you, or I am twirling straight back to flapjacks with no underwear on.
888-688-WALT. Walter M. Sterling. Always exciting to be with you driving across the country, driving up and down the country. This is it. I-4, I-80, whatever it is, we're together. The long weekend's over. You are at the lake, down the shore, and now you're in a very special hell. And the special hell is in you're in your minivan, your hatchback. And there you are with the person who agreed to marry you, your children who hopefully are asleep or at least playing games. And you're looking into the abyss and going, wait a minute, I got 2.5 hours to go until we are home. And I have $32 more tolls to pay. And all of a sudden, gas, which was incidental moments ago, is a major investment. I filled up the tank of our Chrysler yesterday. It was $88. $88. And 2 years ago, it was maybe $30. But now it's $88. $88 is a week of food. $88 is 2 pairs of pants. $88 is 2 lunches out with Vic Gideon. That's the change in our math. And a lot of people who used to say, oh, you know, it's Friday night, let's go get a pizza. They can't afford the gas to go get the pizza. They're not getting the pizza. That's a major change in lifestyle. I don't see any end in sight. Wait, you're telling me 50 cents off on gas down to $4.20 is a bargain? It's a disaster. If you get to the gas station, you're not going to be able to buy a snack, are you? If you get to the gas station, you're not going to be able to change the oil, which needs to be changed and is now more expensive than ever. Disaster, all of it. I got to finish this amazing story. A few years ago, when I was in my 30s, I lived in an apartment on the 8th floor, and I gave a pool party. It was July, and I decided to give a pool party, wouldn't you? I bought a kid's wading pool, put it in the apartment, filled it with water, a big block of ice, beer, invited my friends over. Everybody had a good time. Now I had to get rid of the water. I put the hose in the pool, stuck it out the window, figured that it would drain into the not busy, not occupied courtyard below. And what did it do? The hose went into the window of the apartment below me, directly in, like a Warner Brothers cartoon. Like a cartoon, the hose went right in. And where did it go into? It went into the dining room of the people who lived below me. The dining room. I hid under the desk, praying that nobody would knock on my door. And son of a gun, nobody knocked on my door. A couple days later, I'm in the elevator, and it stops on the floor below me. And into the elevator steps the vaguely unpleasant woman who lived below me. And I said, "How are you today?" All smiles. And she goes, "Well, nothing came down on me today." I'm like, "What?" "No, nothing dripped down on us today." I'm like, what are you talking about?" She said, "Well, whatever is leaking in your apartment is leaking into my son's bedroom and destroyed the ceiling." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, let me see what you're talking about." And as we stop, I get off, I go to look in her apartment, and as we're going in, she goes, "I bet you don't have any insurance, do you?" We go into the bedroom of her son, and I look at the ceiling, and the ceiling of her son is destroyed. It has disappeared. It's not there. All I can see is the undercoating and the bottom of the floor of my floor, which is underneath a bathroom. The pipes in my bathroom were leaking through to her. She didn't know about the hose. I'm thinking, "Oh, I got it easy. She didn't know about the hose. She just knows about this leak in the bathroom." I said, "Well, I'll have insurance take care of it. It's between floors, really, so it's a building problem. Let's just get it fixed. This is horrible. I'm sorry." "Well, this isn't any good." And I'm like, "Oh, you have no idea how good this is. This is great. You didn't know the swimming pool almost drained into your home." Okay. Detente. We reach detente. Things are calm. Everything seems to be a little better between us.
Sterling on Sunday.
Well, now, it's a couple days later, and I came home, and like Velo Hool, I had aquariums. Yes, that's where it's going. I had a large 30-gallon tank in the hallway in my apartment. I loved aquariums because you know how it's time to, you know why I loved aquariums? For the same reason everybody else loves aquariums. They have too much money. It is the biggest waste of money. You don't need an aquarium. No reason to have an aquarium. It's a token of wealth. That's it. I wasn't rich, but I decided to waste money. And I didn't have a wife to say, "No, you don't." And I didn't have daughters to say, "No, you don't." You know, when your 16-year-old says to you on your way out the door, "Don't spend all the money," when your 16-year-old says that to you, that's trouble. Well, now, I come home on a Saturday. I walk down the hallway in my apartment, and I notice that there's no water in my aquarium. There is no water. But the carpet is wet. Around the aquarium, the carpet is wet. I'm like, "Where did the water go?" And then I realized that the pump had stopped working, and the water had siphoned out of the aquarium. It siphoned out of the hoses. It siphoned onto the carpet, and now 30 gallons of water had gone into the apartment below me, the apartment that almost had an entire swimming pool fall into it and already was suffering from the internal leak with my shower. And I was dead. I was ruined. These fish would ruin my reputation in the building. That was a bad moment when I realized that the entire aquarium had siphoned into my neighbor's apartment.
Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Bad things that you have done to your neighbors and you didn't mean to. 888-688-WALT. What bad things have you done to your neighbors, but you didn't even mean to? You didn't even mean to. I flooded the apartment below me in an apartment building. I didn't mean to do that, but there it was. There it was. My father always used to say, don't get too involved with the neighbors. This was the wisest thing he said besides, be a lawyer. He was always very clear, be a lawyer. But now I realize that those are intertwined, aren't they? If you're a lawyer, you can deal with your neighbors. I am not a lawyer, therefore I cannot deal with my neighbors. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Do you know that it's 900 degrees outside? Are you enjoying the air conditioning in your car? Did you go to the shore? Did you go to the lake? I don't go to lakes. My wife, and I think the reason we got married, besides that interesting interest in the same pornography, I think the reason we got married is because we hate lakes. We're terrified of lakes. I can't see the bottom. And it isn't good news when I feel the bottom. When I feel the bottom of a lake, I don't feel better. I do not feel better. Therefore, the whole time I was at Camp Kanetawapak as a Boy Scout, I did not get in that lake. I was terrified of the lake. Did you ever have that experience? You put your feet down, you're like, is that a fish, an eel, snake? Are there snakes and eels at the bottom of lakes? No interest in it. And usually in lakes, for some reason, they think it's a good idea to put the floats around the area I'm supposed to swim in, but never is it shallow enough for me to touch the bottom. I'm not a good enough swimmer to tread water. Is there a more terrifying phrase when you're 13 years old than for the counselor or swim coach to say, all right, now we're going to tread water for a while? Really, buddy? Why don't you get in here and tread water with that fat butt of yours? You get in here and tread water. Oh, my gosh, I hated it. I hated everything about camp. Everybody in the world had these romantic stories about camp. Not me. I had no interest in camp. And then I went again, and I'll never understand that. I'm going to tell you about the secrets of power, the totems of power, coming up in just seconds on...
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Over 85 million Americans were under excessive heat warnings and heat advisories today, and that includes New York City, Boston, most of upstate New York, Philly, and Washington. A strong cold front, though, spells relief on the way. Tonight and tomorrow, it will bring along with that showers and thunderstorms, but it will bring down temperatures close to 10 degrees cooler. You'll feel the difference on Tuesday, a little bit on Monday. Highs in the 80s and lower humidities, which is already the case in the Midwest, including Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis, and through the Great Lakes. Now, that cold front is not strong enough to permeate all the way down south, as those folks along the Gulf Coast, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas will continue in triple-digit heat. Still hot out west, and that and more in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36, past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. The friendliest strippers in all of Sayreville, New Jersey. Details with Strippers on the Loose later. Sterling at night.
All right, coming back from the lake, coming back from being down the shore, we've had a great weekend. Now it's time to face reality that you married the wrong person. Now it's time. There's nothing to reveal that you married the wrong person like a swimsuit. There you are, long weekend, hanging out with the kids, hanging out with your friends, and you're looking at your significant other and you're going, that's not what I married. I didn't marry a giant loaf of bread. I married, you know, hotness, and this is not hotness. Let me make an interesting suggestion to you. Let me suggest who you should have married. This is who I believe you should have married. It's not who your mom said you should marry. It's not who your dad said you should marry. And it's certainly not who your best friend said you should marry. Here's an interesting sociological phenomenon. Follow along. When you were walking home from school, high school, you probably walked home with a best friend of the opposite sex. probably by the time you were a senior in high school, you had a really good friend of the opposite sex for whom you had no romantic interest. But you walked a couple blocks home, you shared your day, you talked about your day, how you feeling, how you doing, a little gossip. It was a great conversation. You were never more at ease with anybody than you were with them. Do you remember that? Remember that person? For me, it was Cindy Johansson. Cindy Johansson was a delightful, normal, not neurotic young woman. And therefore, because she was not neurotic, I had no interest in her sexually. But she was a good friend, a really good friend, Cindy Johansson. And we would walk home. We'd walk up a hill under the train trestle, up a hill on the sidewalk, and I would debate whether to walk past her house or to go the other way to mine. We had a nice, normal, healthy, positive conversation about our day. And what is your marriage? It is a series of conversations at the end of the day about your day. The member of the opposite sex you walked home with in high school, that was your audition for a spouse. That walk was your audition for a spouse. Did you look at it that way? No. No, 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 no. You looked at it as somebody to walk home with. That was it. Maybe they had a hot sister or brother that you were interested in. Your best friend's brother, your best friend's sister. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe there was hidden motivation. Nevertheless, he or she put up with it. And you could talk about sports, TV. It was a normal relationship. And in your case, it was the last normal relationship you had. You haven't had any normal relationships since then, and you never will. That's who you should have married. That's who it was. The person of the opposite sex you were comfortable enough with to walk home from school with. You didn't care if anybody else saw you. You weren't embarrassed. There was nothing embarrassing about the relationship. You could share recipes. Whatever it was fine. It was the platonic friend who was truly a platonic friend. That is the person you should have married. Because every relationship after that, maybe after high school, at work, if you went to college, maybe in college, there was some problem. Perhaps you were obsessing about where they were at night, concerned about their other friends. You never took to their mother or their father. There was some problem. But with this one, the walk home from high school relationship, there was no trouble. And my regret, biggest regret, with Cindy Johansson is that she signed my yearbook, and I'll never forget this. She wrote a full page in the back where there were blank pages. She wrote a full page, and I lost that yearbook. I never got to see what she wrote. She wrote like a freaking novel in the back of my yearbook, and I never got to see it. Who the hell is this? I'm Walter M. Sterling. I am with you tonight live as we drive. We drive back from the long weekend with the person you should not have married. And this is Sterling on Sunday. I can't believe they are doing this. I said, are you crazy? How are you going to make any money on this? And they said, it's not important. What matters is that Sterling on Sunday listeners get a treat. And this is some treat. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. The Percal sheets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. Now, think about your sheets. They're a little worn out. There's a hole down there at the bottom. Your kids are going back to school. You need new sheets. Here's the price. For example, the queen size regular price sheet is $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. This is special for you. Now, you've got to order now because when they're gone, they're gone. They're going to be gone by Tuesday morning. I promise you. Right now, they're $89.98. Now, they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty. Your marriage didn't come with that. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply. Order now. I'm telling you, by Tuesday, they're going to be gone. 800-844-0876. Please call that number. You'll reach a real human being and tell them you want this incredible sheet offer with the name Walter. There's a limited supply. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Walter. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you call 800-844-0876. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-844-0876 and use the promo code Walter.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you going to spend the next 5 years working for somebody else? During the pandemic, didn't you promise yourself you weren't going to work for somebody else? When it was done, you were finally going to be your own person, have your own business, and then you realized, oh my gosh, it's hard to do. Well, it isn't hard to do when you have help and a great product. The great product is Social Indoor. Social Indoor, a big digital screen. That's what it is. It's a big digital screen that gets installed in the finest bathrooms in your city. And they take care of all of that. What you take care of is what goes on that screen. No one else will be in that bathroom competing with you. It's all yours because you're the Social Indoor franchisee. This is not an offering statement. That can only be made by a formal prospectus, and you can get it and download it at socialindoor.com. When you do that, put in my name, Walter, socialindoor.com.
The USA. The name McCarty, one would think, well, maybe it's mob connected. If you think that, you are being anti-Italian. And I have no place for that. No place at all. So five members of the Icardi family, Anthony Sr., his wife Doreen, Anthony Jr., and their other children, all going to jail. In fact, the county's busy trying to take away their homes, their money, and of course the 35 Club away from them. Sad day for New Jersey. Sad day for America. From the Champagne Room, it's Strippers on the Loose. I'm Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
All right, let's you and I talk. That's why I do this show. Let's be heard at 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258, because I am live. If you want to share your feelings, your deep feelings with America, you get to do it here. You don't get to do it anyplace else, because why? Those other shows are not live. I was sharing with you who I think you should have married. And it's never discussed. Your mother said, marry for money. It's just as easy as marrying a poor one. No, it's not. It's very hard to marry a rich one. It's not as easy as marrying a poor one. Or, you know, he's a lawyer. Marry a lawyer. Marry a venture capitalist. No. Venture capitalists are never home. Now, there's some benefits to that, I'm sure. But they're usually in foreign countries. Foreign countries, and friends look at them and go, are you really a spy? No, I'm a banker. You really a spy? No, I'm a banker. And then there are lawyers who are always very busy with annoying things. I have never known a lawyer. Tell me if this isn't true. I have never known a lawyer who didn't turn in their license the day they retired. Not one of them to maintain that license. They couldn't wait to get rid of that license. They had no interest in maintaining their lawyerdom. I'm like, you went to 4 years, 3 years of law school. You suffered through law school. You suffered through the bar. You did work that was difficult. And the minute you can, you're turning it in. Nah, no interest. Meanwhile, those of us in show business and broadcasting, we insist on pursuing this until our death. We can't wait to continue this until we die. My number is 888-688-WALT, and this is the hell month. This is the worst month to be on the highways of America, not just because there are a lot of people, but for this fascinating phenomena, true phenomena, that it is in July when traffic is up, that every single state says, oh, gee, you know what we need to do? We need to put out the red cones on the highway and start construction. And we need to put it near the toll lanes. Let's shut the express lanes. Let's put it near the toll lanes. If you still have toll booths, God love you, but let's make sure there's only one open. Every state makes it as hard to pay the tolls, as hard to use the toll roads, as is humanly possible. And there are some states that have very complicated express lanes with those gates that open and close at random times. This is just hell. The purpose of the toll roads was to make it easier and faster. That is not happening. And the biggest lie, and it is a lie, that the reason that they need the toll is to maintain the road. That has nothing to do with it. The Roman roads, which were built over 2,000 years ago, are still there. No tolls, no problems. Then I saw that last week was National Gummy Bear Week. National Gummy Bear Week. And while you're thinking about pulling out your cavities, it reminded me instantly of that I was in an office once where the gummy bears were a totem of power. That the man who had the gummy bears was powerful, and the gummy bears made him more powerful. This was some meeting. I was invited to this guy's office. I was, I don't know, it's about 10 years ago. I was wearing suits. See, I go to this guy's office to have a meeting. And you have to get the whole picture. I get out of my car. I go into the waiting room to see this person who was a big deal in broadcasting. And I'm waiting a very long time, which is the first sign that a man is abusing his power, a woman's abusing their power. They make you wait a very long time. More than 10 minutes is a very long time for a meeting. And now I'm ushered down the hallway. I figured, oh, now I'm going to have the meeting. I'm ushered down the hallway, and there's nobody there. Instead, in front of door after door after door, is police tape. Police tape has cordoned off the area where I'm going to have a meeting because this is a very important guy. Okay. They take down the police tape. I'm not kidding. They let me into a conference room, and in the conference room is a baby spotlight on one part of the conference room. One part of the desk has a baby spotlight. The rest of the room is pitch black. And remember, it's surrounded by police tape. Sit here. And an elderly woman, who's very polite, very professional, she says, please have a seat here. She disappears. And because it's so dark, she disappears. I don't know where the hell I am. She comes back with a Tiffany crystal candy dish, a beautiful candy dish. And in the candy dish are gummy bears. I don't know if she removed all the green ones, but there are gummy bears. And she puts them in front of the seat across from me, like directly in front of the seat. And she says to me, Frank loves his gummy bears. I'm like, what? Frank loves his gummy bears. So I'm meeting with Frank, and it seems as though Frank loves his gummy bears. And then in the corner of the room, diagonal from me, is a styrofoam cooler. And that styrofoam cooler is dirty. It's like a fisherman's styrofoam cooler. It's like a styrofoam cooler that's been used too much. And there it is in a very clean, prim, and proper office. I'm like, okay. And now she comes back. She opens up the cooler, which is filled with ice, and she fills it up with a variety of beverages, closes it, disappears. And I'm like, I'm sitting there in this strange conference room with a candy dish full of gummy bears, which were not offered to me. I would have been happy to have a gummy bear and a cooler. Sitting on the floor, ready to go fishing. Well, it gets better. After about another 4 hours, from a secret door. All of these conference rooms have secret doors, not the one you came in, another one. You can't see where the secret door is. It opens up, and like in a cloud of smoke, this guy comes in, and he's wearing shorts, and he's wearing a short-sleeved shirt. Now, you can wear shorts to a business meeting and a short-sleeved shirt if you own the company. If you own the company, great. Good luck. You're an eccentric kook. You're welcome to it. You're Elon Musk. Congratulations. Great. This was not Elon Musk. This was hired help. This guy, very nice guy, very professional, I'm sure. He was wearing shorts and he was hired help. I don't think that's appropriate. If I was wearing a suit and tie, you need to wear a suit and tie. Well, now he comes in and he sits down. And about halfway through the meeting, he's done. I don't even remember what I was there to talk to him about, but he's done. And he gets up and leaves. Just gets up and leaves. About 12 minutes after that, you ready? About 12 minutes after that, the secretary comes in. And she says, well, Frank had to go.
Sterling on Sunday.
And that was our meeting. Gummy bears, a cooler, shorts, and Frank had to go. And it took some doing for me to get there. I mean, it was a very difficult situation. This, ladies and gentlemen, is why I have no interest in wearing a suit again, no interest in wearing wingtip shoes again, none. This is why I think the greatest gift of my life is to be able to talk to you. I get to talk to you on a Sunday night. It's you and me.
I'm going to get my kiss from you, or I am twirling straight back to flapjacks with no underwear on.
I'm going to share with you some of my obsessions from when I was a kid. And I bet they were yours, and I never hear them discussed. These obsessions are things that only kids are fascinated by. But I was fascinated by it, and I will share it with you. And you know what? Now I'm hearing thunder. Now we know it's July. Let's you and I talk. My number is 888-688-9258. Strange, eccentric things you have seen bosses do. 888-688-9258. Did you have a boss? Did you run into somebody who was like a kook? They seem normal on the outside, but inside they were kooks, but only if you worked for them did you know what a kook they were. In radio, there are like two personalities, the way you are on the air and the way you are off the air, and they're very different. They're usually very different. What's interesting is that for decades, a tremendous amount, a wide berth was given to radio talent for being jerks off the air. If they were good on the air, they were bringing in the ratings, nobody cared. If they were jerks in sales, but they could bring in the dollars, nobody cared. That's not so true anymore. Not so true. It seems every day the two personalities have to get closer and closer, and you have to be more and more normal all the time. And you know what? People are scratching their heads in my business going, why isn't it what it used to be? Why isn't it what it used to be? The reason it isn't what it used to be is there's no tolerance for eccentricity. The reason the way it isn't the way it used to be is there's no tolerance for people screaming up and down the hall saying, what's going on? What are you doing? Where are you going after work? That's what there used to be. And that worked fine until it didn't. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688 9258. What's this show? It's live? Is it interesting? It's weird? This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of South Park.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! Well, boy, is this a party or what?
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. That persistent ridge of high pressure over the Four Corner area is going to drift to the north and west this week, bringing scorching hot temperatures even to the Pacific Northwest. Portland, Oregon in the lower 100s Tuesday and Wednesday. Seattle well into the lower 90s, and many folk down here don't have air conditioning in the Pacific Northwest. The heat continues in the Southwest as well, with plenty of monsoon moisture fueling thunderstorms. Vegas up to 105 with afternoon thunderstorms. Sacramento in the lower 100s as well. Unfortunately, this heat looks like it will continue at least into early August. This is Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In 1970, a 28-year-old recent law school graduate became the most wanted woman in America. She's also my mother.
I'm Zaid Ayers-Dorn, host of the new podcast, Mother Country Radicals. When I was growing up, my parents were on the run from the FBI, at war with the U.S. government. From Crooked Media and Odyssey, Mother Country Radicals, a family history of the Weather Underground. Listen to the entire first season of Mother Country Radicals right now, here on Odyssey.
There's nothing like the smell of grandma's cooking, especially when it's coming from your new kitchen in your new home. When you're ready, Rocket Mortgage can help with loan options to fit your needs. Some with as little as 3% down to help you get into your new home and kitchen. Then you can let grandma break it in. So when it's time to buy that house and make it home, Rocket can. For more information, call 888-900-0409 or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
An office party resulting in a $500,000 lawsuit. Human remains on display in a hotel ballroom. Just two examples of the stories we'll be digging into on our new podcast, Something Offbeat. I'm your host, Mike Rogers. I've always got an eye out for stories that leave me wanting to know more, and I think you will too. So join me for Something Offbeat on the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A bad team facing a good team is never completely out of it.
Nick Kostos, co-host of You Better You Bet, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL Network.
There's 162 games in the season. The best teams are going to lose 60-plus times, and the worst teams are going to win 60-plus times. Each night is its own individual entity. That's what makes betting on the baseball regular season so much fun.
All the insight you need to bet smarter is at BetQL.com. And listen to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos. Costos and Ken Barkley, streaming weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Odyssey.
Find the baseball coverage you need on the Odyssey app.
Game analysis, interviews, reactions, and recaps. Odyssey's got them all.
Tips to help you make better bets.
We've got them with the BetQL Network.
Official MLB podcasts for every single team.
Got them with Locked On Sports and a lot more.
Get everything you need for baseball season with the biggest in baseball broadcasting on the Odyssey app.
Listen at home, at work, or on the go.
Mother for a week with the children.
Will you be all right?
Well, what do you mean, will I be all right? I'll manage somehow. Or she says, I think I'll go down to the shore with my sister for 2 weeks, and I'll take the kids. Will you be all right? Will you know what to do? Oh, I'll know what to do. And this is the gift we get for all the other nonsense, all the other crap we put up with. We just hold tight to get to this moment in the year when we get our true vacation. And then when we're alone in the house, what do we do, Jeff? What do we do?
Well, sit around and watch TV, maybe.
Yes.
Listen to the radio, possibly. Is this a holiday? Is this the same day every year, or?
No, it's some floating date in July or August. But we sit in our house. We turn the thermostat down to 50.
Oh, gee, that's
true. We pull down all the blinds. We don't move from that chair. We do delivery. All the things we were going to do, like get the oil changed, none of that happens. None of that's going to happen, right, Jeff?
Yeah, no cleaning either.
cleaning. Are you crazy? And then if you are lucky enough to have a housekeeper, you say to your housekeeper, okay, listen, why don't you take these 2 weeks off? Don't come in. Don't come here. Just take 2 weeks off. And you know what they always say? Oh, no, I have me projects. I have to come in and do me projects. And they want to clean the silver. They want to deep clean the wood floors. No, no, I don't want you to come in. Just go home. Enjoy the time. But, you know, your mother, your wife has set booby traps. And they have told the housekeeper, you will stay there. You will come in and you will tell me what he's doing.
Oh, brother. Well, you're trapped. That's called entrapment, I think, isn't it?
Now, why did you call, Jeff?
I called because of your previous story about the crazy bosses.
Yes.
And I think you're going to like this, Walter, because I was in the radio business, too, for 40 years.
I'm sorry.
And you're right about the crazy people that work in radio. I was a program director, so I hired a lot of on-air talent.
Yeah, why don't you explain what that is? Because it's not a camp counselor.
A program director is somebody who's in charge of the sound of the radio station. I worked in music radio, so, you know, we would pick the songs, work with the disc jockeys, the air personalities, work with the sales department to make sure they didn't put too many commercials on the air. But when you talked about crazy bosses, at one station, I had a general manager who had a pet parrot that sat on his shoulder all day. So imagine what it was like being in a meeting, sitting across the table with your boss, while his pet parrot sat on his shoulder.
Did the parrot say anything?
The parrot didn't say anything. He was very well behaved. But, you know, you would see the boss walking up and down the hallway occasionally with this parrot on his shoulder.
Well,
and
it's an industry of eccentric kooks, Jeff. You're right. Now, Jeff, if you're a professional programmer, retired, you must have an opinion of my show.
Well, I listen to your show every Sunday night. I think it's great. I think you have a lot of interesting subjects on there. And I just think it's a terrific show. Too bad you're on AM, though, because unfortunately, lots of times the signal on this station out here doesn't come in very well. FM stations you're on.
I'm on the biggest FM station in Kansas City, giant successful station. And most of the AMs I'm on are 50,000 watts.
Right.
So I don't know what I can do for you, Jeff, but you can listen to it on a stream.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I'm this time of the night on Sunday, I'm usually in my car, so that's why I listen to you every Sunday night. But you do a great job.
Thank you.
And when you started talking about the crazy bosses, it just triggered that memory, and I thought you might enjoy hearing that from a fellow broadcaster.
The man sat there in front of me with a Tiffany candy dish filled with gummy bears and a proper prim secretary saying, "Oh, Frank likes his gummy bears," and left the room. I'm like, I got to get out of here. Jeff,
was this guy like a radio executive or something? Were you interviewing for a job at a station?
No. I was pitching an idea. He was the president.
Oh, I see.
He was the president CEO of a company you've heard of.
Okay. Well,
big company, important guy. And he sat there in his shorts, his short sleeve shirt, next to his styrofoam beer cooler in front of a dish of gummy bears. Thanks for your call,
Jeff. Thank you, Walter, and keep up the good work.
You're a good guy. Thanks very much. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Wackiness that you've had to deal with in executives in your industry. Wackiness. 888-688-9258, because they're all wacky. Sterling on Sunday. They are doing this. I said, "Are you crazy? How are you going to make any money on this?" And they said, "It's not important. What matters is that Sterling on Sunday listeners get a treat, and this is some treat. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. The Percal sheets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. Now, think about your sheets. They're a little worn out. There's a hole down there at the bottom. Your kids are going back to school. You need new sheets. Here's the price. For example, the queen size regular price sheet is $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. This is special for you. Now, you got to order now because when they're gone, they're gone. They're going to be gone by Tuesday morning. I promise you. Right now, they're $89.98. Now, they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty. Your marriage didn't come with that. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply. Order now. I'm telling you, by Tuesday, they're going to be gone. 800-844-0876. Please call that number. You'll reach a real human being and tell them you want this incredible sheet offer with the name Walter. There's a limited supply. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Walter. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you call 800-844-0876. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-844-0876 and use the promo code Walter.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm Listening reminds you that you are not alone and that talk saves lives. There's a new national hotline for mental health-related distress, 988. When you call or text 988 from any phone, you will be connected directly with trained counselors in over 200 crisis centers nationwide. They can get you the help you need anytime, anywhere. 988, the new national suicide prevention lifeline. Talk saves lives. And with 988, talking is only 3 digits away. Find out more at imlistening.org.
I'm Matt Spiegel, and I'm the host of the brand new podcast, Beat the Streak Daily. Every weekday this Major League season, I will update the state of Beat the Streak. The rules are simple. Each day, pick one or two players you think will get a hit. And if they do, your streak continues. Sounds doable, right? But so far, it's been impossible to win. And with millions of dollars on the line, no one has ever gotten to 56. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, wherever you get your podcasts, and play Beat the Streak for your chance to win $5.6 million.
There you are in the great wide open when you hear it. Dinner time. When you're hungry, you're not going to let 5,000 feet of mountain get in your way. And if they try, that's what Kia's lineup of exceptionally capable SUVs with available all-wheel drive is for. The Telluride, Sorento, Sportage, and Seltos are how you know we take this pretty seriously. The SUVs and the dinner. Hurry into your local Kia dealer today. Kia, movement that inspires.
Visit Kia.com for details. Always drive safely.
This week in music, Get Back, JoJo. Two Beatle documentaries are up for Emmy Awards. Peter Jackson's Get Back and Hulu's McCartney 1-2-3. They've both been nominated in multiple categories. The Emmys will be handed out September 22nd. And Bruce Springsteen, he's unveiled his 2023 U.S. tour dates with the E Street Band. It's his first U.S. concert dates with the E Street Band since 2017. The Boss's concerts, they kick off February 1st.
For all the classic hits, it's Odyssey.com.
I'm Listening reminds you that you are not alone and that talk saves lives. There's a new national hotline for mental health-related distress, 988. When you call or text 988 from any phone, you will be connected directly with trained counselors in over 200 crisis centers nationwide. They can get you the help you need anytime, anywhere. 988, the new national suicide prevention lifeline. Talk saves lives. And with 988, talking is only 3 digits away. Find out more at imlistening.org.
Into town, so he takes a shortcut through a swamp. He gets attacked by a gator. The gator actually rips his pants off and then rips his shirt off while it's biting his arm off almost to the shoulder. It's just in ribbons from the shoulder down. But he manages to fight the gator off. The gator runs. Now, he's still alive, but he's naked. And so he has to walk naked with one arm through the swamp back to town. And he almost makes it. And what saved his life is some dude wanted a cigarette. Fox 13 with the story.
This man who didn't want to be identified stopped for a smoke break yesterday evening near the Manatee Fish Camp in Mayaca City. This is what he saw.
There's a guy, he's been attacked by a gator, his arm got bit off, and he's naked.
Is that just the audio gold of the week? You go out for a smoke break, you find some dude laying in the ditch, butt naked with one arm. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
All right, for our next Florida story, we are out on the highway on Florida's Turnpike, just south of Orlando. There's a trucker that's hauling one of those big cattle trailers. 70 cows are in the trailer when he notices a smell of smoke. It turns out the cab of the truck is catching fire. So he pulls over immediately into the shoulder, but there's nowhere to go. And he can't let the cows burn up. The fire's getting bigger and spreading. So he has to open the gate and let all 70 cows out right in the middle of a highway. And so there's all kinds of cell phone video and pictures. And it's a surreal scene. There is the Florida Turnpike, a big highway there with guardrails and everything. And there's a bunch of bulls just looking at you going, what? What do you want from me? Where's the food? This is asphalt. I can't even eat this. It takes officials 4 hours to round up all 70 confused cows, reopen the highway. Hey, Tim, why were you late for the meeting? Dude, there was like a herd of cows in the middle of the turnpike. Sure there was. You could just say you slept in. You don't have to lie. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's fourth installment of Florida Stories is still coming up. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and catch past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I'm going to get my kiss from you, or I am twirling straight back to flapjacks with no underwear on.
You know, why couldn't I get that cue right? Why couldn't I handle this? I've done this for a few years. I've managed. But I was thinking about totems of power. When you're in an office environment, the things you have in your office tell other people in the building, other people in your company, how powerful you really are. And it's an interesting phenomenon. In some companies, it has to do with the surface of your desk. If you have a fiberglass top, that's different than if you have a wooden top, that's different than if you have a marble top. It could be the same size desk. It could be the same shape desk. But the top determines how powerful you are. The president of a division would have a marble top desk. The manager would have a fiberglass vinyl top desk. I was an executive at NBC, which, as I say it right now, is shocking to me and certainly everybody at NBC. And there were totems of power. There were things that only certain levels of executives had. And one of the things that presidents of divisions had were they had a limo that took them to work and to home. That was pretty good. But there was another set of power symbols that existed only in the office space. And these were things like a butler would bring them food. A butler would bring them soda, alcohol, and cigarettes until there were no more cigarettes. But on each credenza, and oh, by the way, that was a symbol of power. Did you have a credenza? That was an additional symbol of power. They had many telephones. One of the telephones that fascinated me, absolutely fascinated me, is I went into some of these big shots offices and there was a red trimline phone, a trimline phone, red. And when one of them was out of the office, I picked it up just to see, and there was a 3-digit number. Those red trimline phones at NBC were connected by a 3-digit exchange to each other and only to each other. And finally, I asked somebody in facilities, I said, what is the deal with the red trimline phones? What are they? And they said, those are battery-powered phones. In the event that the power goes down or a nuclear attack, all the big shots with the title of president can talk to each other. I went, well, I went to lunch one day and I passed a telephone store. There was a time when if you passed a telephone store, it wasn't for, you know, T-Mobile. It was for analog phones, Mickey Mouse phones, Bowler phones, Flintstone phones. You could get any kind of phone you wanted, but these were analog phones. And there it was in the display window, a red trimline phone. And it was probably $50. I said, well, this is worth $50. And I bought it. And I brought it back to my office at NBC. And I put it on the credenza. And I took the trouble to type in a 3-digit number in that little slip of paper on the receiver. Made up a number, put it in there. I put it on the right spot in my credenza. And I said to my very professional secretary, I said to her, Eleanor, the minute I put this here, when other executives come in, they're going to see it and notice it, and they're going to ask you about it. I guarantee they're going to ask you about it. And sure enough, one after the other came into my office, saw that phone, and said to Eleanor, who put the phone in for Walter? Why does Walter have that phone? Because they knew only the big and powerful had those phones. And I said, Eleanor, what you're to say when they come in and they say to you, what's with the phone? Your job is to say, oh, a man came and said Walter needed it. That was it. That's all you say. Just say, a man came and said Walter needed it. And one by one, that's what they did. And they all left hanging their head, wondering why they didn't have a Tribline phone. Why didn't they have that? Because they knew that that was the symbol of power, that red Tribline phone. None of them ever took the trouble to pick it up and see if it was connected to anything. They didn't do that. I'm Walter Sterling. I'm live on Sunday night. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday, weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Over 85 million Americans were under excessive heat warnings and heat advisories today, and that includes New York City, Boston, most of upstate New York, Philly, and Washington. A strong cold front, though, spells relief on the way. Tonight and tomorrow, it will bring along with that showers and thunderstorms, but it will bring down temperatures close to 10 degrees. Degrees cooler. You'll feel the difference on Tuesday, a little bit on Monday. Highs in the 80s and lower humidities, which is already the case in the Midwest, including Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis, and through the Great Lakes. Now, that cold front is not strong enough to permeate all the way down south, as those folks along the Gulf Coast, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas will continue in triple-digit heat. Still hot out west, and that and more in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is not normal. It is not normal to be up at this hour on a Sunday night. It's not normal to listen to the radio. The radio, my God, the dying medium, the dead medium of radio. It's not normal. This is not what normal people do. But here you are. Why are you here? Because you don't fit in. You and I don't fit in. We have never fit in. Whenever we saw an athletic event, we ran to the other way. We had nothing to do with sports, no interest in sports. When you walked down the hallways in high school, who would shove you against the lockers? A jock. Did you shove anybody against a locker? No. Do nerds in the ham radio club shove people against their lockers? No. We were the ones who were shoved against the lockers because we didn't fit in. And in the fight for the fitness, the fittest win are the football players. They win. And it seems from birth they were taught to fight, not get along with nerds. Isn't it interesting how many times we see NFL players in criminal problems? The highest rate of crime in America is in the NFL. Why is that? It's because they're taught to fight. They're taught to murder each other on the field. And then, oh, gee, we're surprised they don't get along. Oh, gee, we're surprised. We give them $50 million a year. That should be enough to stay calm, but it's not, because they're trained to kill. They're trained to be tough. That's the deal. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. It's Sunday night, and that means it's Sterling on Sunday time. I'm here every week for you. For 3 hours live from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the West Coast. What a privilege. How much fun is this? Are we having a good time? I think so. I get great email. It's at waltermsterling@gmail.com. That's my email address. It's waltermsterling@gmail.com. I answer every piece of email that I get. I'm going to share with you some stories that I don't normally share. Stories that are remarkable and bizarre. That's what I do. That's why I'm here. And I get to talk to you. My phone number is 888-688-9258. I would say the most disgusting and criminal highway toll is the one that takes place on I-64 in Culpeper District, Maryland, Virginia. There's going to be highway work is scheduled, weather permitting, in the Culpeper District this week. Traffic movement may be restricted and speed limits reduced in work zones this week. I-64. Why is it that in every state with tolls, they wait to the height of summer traffic to narrow the road, take it from four lanes to one, make that one lane, you know, make it go about 8 miles, stretch it out 8 miles. And then when you finally get to the toll, that's cut down to one lane too. What is the purpose of this? Because I don't know. When I get on these roads that are being rebuilt, they seem fine to me. These roads seem perfectly fine to me. What is that problem? Why are they rebuilding roads that are smooth and beautiful and elegant? I don't see the need to rebuild the road. There is no need to rebuild the road, but there's a need to pour concrete and pavement. There's some urgent need to pour concrete. What is that about? Let's you and I talk. My phone number is 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. I can't believe they are doing this. I said, are you crazy? How are you going to make any money on this? And they said, it's not important. What matters is that Sterling on Sunday listeners get a treat, and this is some treat. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. The Percal sheets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. Now, think about your sheets. They're a little worn out. There's a hole down there at the bottom. Your kids are going back to school. You need new sheets. Here's the price. For example, the queen size regular price sheet is $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. This is special for you. Now you've got to order now because when they're gone, they're gone. They're going to be gone by Tuesday morning. I promise you. Right now they're $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty. Your marriage didn't come with that. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply. Order now. I'm telling you, by Tuesday, they're going to be gone. 800-844-0876. Please call that number. You'll reach a real human being and tell them you want this incredible sheet offer with the name Walter. There's a limited supply. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Walter. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you call 800-844-0876. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-844-0876 and use the promo code Walter.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
During the pandemic, you promised yourself that you were going to work for yourself and not work for anybody else. And then the reality hit that starting your own business is hard and it is easy. There's one way to minimize those risks. You take a social indoor franchise. There's a franchise opportunity that's brand new. Here's what it is. Social Indoor makes computer screens that go in the best restrooms in your market. You get a franchise for your entire market. You go out, get in touch with your friends, your business contacts. You sell advertising messages that go on those computer screens, those digital screens that are installed in the finest restrooms, in the finest restaurants and other places in your city. And it's your franchise. No one's going to compete with you for that advertising for that screen. Get all the information. Go to socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com.
No, she wasn't attacked by a sailfish. Some dudes went fishing. They snagged a fish. They pulled it in the boat. It flopped around and hit a woman. I mean, what is it, an attack? It implies intent, and there was no intent on the sailfish's behalf. And in fact, there was an interview later with the sailfish where he denies that it was his intention to indeed impale the woman with his bill. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to involve a couple Florida scenarios here. Number one, the Tampa Bay Rays. It's a baseball team for those of you who don't keep up with sports, and they've had a good run lately. And on this team is a fella named Wander Franco's. That's his real name, Wander. Wander Franco's got injured. He's been rehabbing with the Durham Bulls. Yeah, like from the Kevin Costner movie, Bull Durham. And they had a game in Jacksonville, Florida. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp is the minor league team that he was playing against. But he's just there sort of rehabbing his injury before they put him back up in the majors. So he's like the only guy there that's rolling around in a Rolls Royce. But you attract a lot of attention when you're at a minor league ballpark, actually in the Double Tree parking garage next to the minor league ballpark, and you're in a Rolls Royce. One thing you don't need to do is to leave your little mini portable safe in the Rolls Royce. At 3 a.m., a man goes, smashes the window, takes the safe. Now, in the safe, check this out, 7 pieces of jewelry, an American League championship ring, a championship ring from the Durham Bulls, a Rolex watch, a gold diamond medallion on a chain that is worth $300,000, another medallion at $70,000, and the gold chain with the likeness of Tom and Jerry on it. Yes, the cartoon characters Tom and Jerry have their likenesses on a gold chain that was in the safe in the Rolls Royce, which is worth more than my house, just alone. And this is something I've never understood, the concept of a portable safe. Isn't a portable safe defeating the purpose? Yeah, your stuff is locked in a safe so the thief can take it to wherever he wants to go and crack it at his own convenience. It's portable. Doesn't really prevent anything from being stolen, does it? Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
This concludes today's episodes of Florida Stories. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Great James Parker. What an honor to have James Parker soil our show with his Florida stories. I love them. You may have noticed we're up to 4 now, so I must really love them. Did I ever tell you the amazing story of Humble Harv? This is the ultimate misfit. This guy ultimately did not fit in. Are you ready for this story? All right. It's also a true crime story. I know you guys love true crimes. That's why so many podcasts waste their time with true crimes. Oh, and coming up, Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective, will tell you a real police detective story, not some made-up thing about the Green River in Georgia. Who cares about that? We want to go to a police bar in New York City and listen to the stories they hear. That's what you're going to hear from Vic Ferrari coming up in 20 minutes on Sterling on Sunday. Well, in the late 1960s, actually it's probably 1972, Humble Harv was a big deal disc jockey in Los Angeles. He was a great disc jockey. He was a disc jockey on the number one top 40 station in Los Angeles, KHJ. And Humble Harv is one of those tight, high-energy jocks, great disc jockey. And he was on from noon to three. Which is a nice shift for a disc jockey because there's really no pressure noon to three. If you're on at night, there's pressure to win teens. You better get all those teens in. And if you're in morning drive, well, you've got a lot of pressure from advertisers who know nothing. But Humble Harv, he had the sweet shift of noon to three. And Humble Harv was married. He was a married guy. And every day when Humble Harv got on the air, listen to this. Every day when Humble Harv got on the air doing his Humble Harv thing, his wife would call. And his wife would call him on the hotline and tell him that she had a lover. And she would tell Humble Harv she had a lover who was there right now. The lover was in Humble Harv's house, in Humble Harv's bed, right now. And she would describe to Humble Harv what her lover was doing. This wasn't some penthouse forum thing. This was real. Needless to say, Humble Harb would get progressively upset over this. This wasn't, as I say, it wasn't some fantasy. It was happening. Humble Harb got to the point where he was so tired of this and so embarrassed and humiliated by this that he did something that would have been easy to do today, was more difficult then. Humble Harb decided to pre-record the last hour of his show. He pre-recorded the last hour of his show. And he went home. And sure enough, the boyfriend and his wife were in bed. She thought he was on the air. She thought he was busy being on the air. He went into his bedroom with a shotgun, and he shot his wife and killed her. He was dragged into court. He was charged with murder of his wife. He said guilty. He admitted the crime, took his time. And here's the difference between radio then and now. Humble Harv was a really good disc jockey. The minute Humble Harv got out of jail, Humble Harv got a job.
KH Day Gold, Wilson Piggott. It is your turn. The Midnight Hour.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's all right, that's what Humble Harv sounded like, but that's a true story. A true radio story. 23 past the hour, 24 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Are we having a good time? Is this the kind of radio you demand? All right, let's talk about it. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. I've got a great website. Have you seen it? It's Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. And this is the time for all the Midnight Misfits. Now, right now, if you send me a real email with your real snail mail address, we will mail you a Midnight Misfit membership card. It includes instructions on what you are obligated to do as a misfit and a decoder card. When I give out secret messages, you'll be able to decode them and win nothing. But you'll be able to decode them and finally fit in, you know, maybe a little. Not a lot, maybe a little. But this is the time of day. If you're going to where are my glasses? Did you steal my glasses? Where are my glasses? Oh, there they are. This is the time of day that if you're going to work, what do you see in the break room? You see an empty tray that had pastries on it at one time, but it was long ago. You don't get those pastries. It's the time of day where you go in and you go, wait a minute, somebody have a birthday? Did somebody have a birthday party? And you realize that somebody had a birthday party, but you weren't invited to the birthday party. It's like one sad balloon, couple birthday wrappings over there in the corner, but you didn't get invited to it because you worked the late shift. You worked the third shift. We never get invited to anything. Now, here's tragedy for you. You know about the Starbucks withdraws its new chicken sandwich over quality concerns. There's no fast food situation, in my opinion, where, hold on, I got to fight with this. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, right. There's no fast food situation where the chicken sandwich comes out well. It's not a good look for a chicken sandwich to be a fast food sandwich. Never works out at all. And I don't like Chick-fil-A. About twice a year, I go into a fast food line for Chick-fil-A. I'm like, I'm going to give it another chance. It seems to be a very important thing to like Chick-fil-A. I get to that Chick-fil-A, and every time I get a Chick-fil-A, I think I really like McDonald's Chicken McNuggets better. Now, I realize that's blasphemy, but I do think that's what the deal is. I don't think the Chick-fil-A's are good. Every time I get a Chick-fil-A chicken, it seems dry to me. It's not appealing at all. And I want, you know, I really want a Chicken McNugget, even though I have no idea what's in the McNugget. What is in the McNugget? I don't know. But I'd rather have that. That's my challenge. The Chick-fil-A chicken, not so great. not so good. That's my experience. I'm sharing that with you because I'm a talk show host and we're supposed to say very controversial things. Now, let's talk about the big news. The big news is that Elon Musk has some life. He had an affair with Sergey Brin's wife. Sergey Brin was the co-founder of Google. It's bad enough that he cheated with Sergey Brin's wife, but it's unbelievable that before he cheated with Sergey Brin's wife, Sergey Brin had lent Elon Musk millions of dollars to help start up his company. So Sergey lent him millions of dollars in seed money for Elon to get going. Can you imagine this? Guy lends you millions of dollars and then you borrow his wife. And everybody goes, oh, Elon had this affair with his wife. He had an affair with his wife. Can you imagine something like that? He had a romance with his wife. Well, she had a romance with him too. There were two people. So Sergey Brin filed for divorce from his wife, Nicole Shanahan, in January, citing irreconcilable differences. Now, friends of the pair tell the Wall Street Journal, and boy, that's some place to report a divorce, that Nicole had an affair with Elon Musk in December 2021. In the same month, Musk welcomed a baby girl via surrogate with his ex-girlfriend, Grimes. It was a month after he had twins with a former executive and 3 months before he started dating current girlfriend Natasha Bassett. Sergey and his wife were separated but still living together when she had her affair with the Tesla CEO. Brin and Shanahan were married for 4 years and welcomed a daughter in 2018. He is the world's seventh richest man, worth $93 billion, while Musk is worth $253 billion. He's the richest. Elon Musk had this affair. I'm like, what? Like, what? It seems they all knew each other. They all went to the same cafeteria. When did Elon have time to invent anything? When did Elon have time to manage anything? If he was always screwing around on yachts with these very pretty women who were attached. These were pretty women who were attached to other guys. I don't know when he did, but I do know this, that the minute he started dating Amber Heard, he found himself taken in front of the SEC and his business was in deep trouble. Once he got rid of Amber Heard, all was well. I got more to tell you about being a misfit. Are you with me? You going to stick around? All right. Dr. Dave's weather in 6 minutes.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. That persistent ridge of high pressure over the Four Corner area is going to drift to the north and west this week, bringing scorching hot temperatures even to the Pacific Northwest. Portland, Oregon in the lower 100s Tuesday and Wednesday. Seattle well into the lower 90s, and many folk down here don't have air conditioning in the Pacific Northwest. The heat continues in the Southwest as well, with plenty of monsoon moisture fueling thunderstorms. Vegas up to 105 with afternoon thunderstorms. Sacramento in the lower 100s as well. Unfortunately, this heat looks like it will continue at least into early August. This is Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
You don't take the mask off the old Lone Ranger. Jim Croce sang about it. Hi, I'm Brad, Rather Corporation, the company behind the Lone Ranger TV show, says actor Clayton Moore can no longer wear his mask. Clay makes many public appearances as the Lone Ranger. I even hosted him a few years back. He came here for a Labor Day parade. How should he respond? Should he lawyer up? Or finally reveal his secret identity? I want your thoughts. We'll open the phone lines after the news and the weather. Brought to you by SoHio.
Tonight's temperature forecast, 5 degrees above. So if it was Ohio's super gasoline or diesel fuel with ice guard to stop fuel and freeze up, you go or Ohio pays the toll.
It is summer. That's all it is. It's just summer. But here's the thing. It's summer, but not everybody's accommodated for it. For example, take a look at the school buses that go by your house all day. Are those air conditioned? About half of them in America are. But there are school buses for special needs kids. And if that isn't, I see what it is. You know what it is? It's the darn Comrex. Hold on. Why didn't that get adjusted right? Well, now it is. All right. Now, damn equipment. All right. School buses for special needs kids need to be cooler than for everybody else. That kids with autism, diabetes, other special situations, they need to be kept cooler than other kids. Every kid needs to be air-conditioned. To this day, 60% of the schools in America are not air-conditioned, and the school bus situation's random. There are no federal laws about school buses being air-conditioned until very recently, maybe still true. It was not a law for kids to be seat-belted in school buses. Think about the school buses you know. Many of them don't have seat belts. How can that be? And they also don't have air conditioning. There's this bizarre culture that we live in that is anti-air conditioning. It's a culture that does not encourage air conditioning to this day. But the world has changed. Kids have grown up air conditioned. They have been conditioned to be in air conditioning. They have not been conditioned to work the fields, to sleep in the barn. That's not our kids. That's not the situation. They were brought up in air conditioning. Buildings they went to were centrally air conditioned. That's the deal. To put them in an environment where it's 90 degrees and humid, they're not used to. They can't deal with it. It's not excusable. And also, because everything has changed in the past 50 years. 50 years ago, air conditioning was much more expensive. Today, you can go to Walmart and buy an air conditioner for $90. $90. Perhaps when you were a kid and your parents said, well, you know, we're finally got to buy an air conditioner. We finally have to buy an air conditioner. Well, they'd spend 3 months at the big discount appliance stores on the big highway trying to find an air conditioner they could afford that was a display model. Same thing with the dishwasher. But the air conditioner, that was the final piece of luxury they brought into the home. And they had many qualms about it. And then they were very nervous about turning it on because, oh my gosh, the electric bill is going to go crazy once we turn on the air conditioning. Crazy. But today's air conditioners are much more efficient. They're much cheaper to buy. They're not that expensive to run, and you're crazy not to run them. But when I was a kid, we didn't have that's not true. My brother had an air conditioner because he had asthma. He had an air conditioner. Shut his door. The air conditioner was on, and I got used to a level of white noise from my brother because he always had the air conditioner on, and I wasn't resentful of that. I didn't have asthma. But that meant that the rest of the house was not air-conditioned. This is what we would do. In the hallway, at the top of the stairs, they put in a giant hall fan. Remember those big hall fans? And then they did something I have never understood. They turned it on high, and they turned it so that the air would be sucked out of the house. It didn't create a breeze. It created a vacuum. Every window in my room was opened so the hot air from outside would come over me, out the window, down the stairs to the big hall fan. That's how we cooled the house for years. And then this did cause a resentment. Then at some point, my parents bought an air conditioner for themselves. and they put the air conditioner in their bedroom and shut the door. And I was still sitting there in a hot bedroom with a breeze, barely, and the smell of honeysuckles in North Jersey in June and July. It was very romantic, but it was also very warm. My parents, they had a cold room. My brother had a cold room, and there I was. And what did I do? I listened to the radio. I listened to the radio underneath my pillow. I listened to it till I fell asleep. And at that time, I heard the best radio in the world, New York City radio, coming in at 1 and 2 in the morning. It was gorgeous. I was gorgeous. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. They are doing this. I said, are you crazy? How are you going to make any money on this? And they said, it's not important. What matters is that Sterling on Sunday listeners get a treat, and this is some treat. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. The Percal sheets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. Now, think about your sheets. They're a little worn out. There's a hole down there at the bottom. Your kids are going back to school. You need new sheets. Here's the price. For example, the queen size regular price sheet is $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. This is special for you. Now you got to order now because when they're gone, they're gone. They're going to be gone by Tuesday morning. I promise you. Right now they're $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with the promo code Walter. Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty. Your marriage didn't come with that. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply. Order now. I'm telling you, by Tuesday, they're going to be gone. 800-844-0876. Please call that number. You'll reach a real human being and tell them you want this incredible sheet offer with the name Walter. There's a limited supply. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Walter. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you call 800-844-0876. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-844-0876 and use the promo code Walter.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I got stuck working with this guy that everybody used to refer to as the Duster. Now, the Duster was in his early 40s when I worked with him, and very eccentric, kind of a grimy guy. He was Puerto Rican and Jewish, and he had a high-pitched voice, and he would kind of whine and complain quite a bit. But the one thing you couldn't take away from the Duster was he could spot a stolen car a mile away. So I would pick his brain from time to time, and then he would tell roll call he wanted to work with me. So the Duster was what we call in the NYPD a hairbag. His uniform appearance was a mess. His shoes were never shined. He rarely washed his hair. He just looked like he just came rolled out of bed. Off duty was just as good because he looked like a Cuban cigar roller because he would wear a Spanish shirt called a guayabera, which is like an untucked shirt, and he would wear khaki pants with like white wingtips. The way the Duster had made his way to the Bronx was he used to work in a Manhattan North precinct early in his career, and he had arrested a guy for a gun. And he brought the guy up to the desk with the gun, and he's talking to the desk officer, and he can't figure out how to unload the perp's gun. So he uncuffs the perp in front of the desk and hands the guy the semi-automatic handgun and goes, "Hey, senor, can you please unload this for me?" Well, the desk officer picks up his head. He sees the bad guy uncuffed with the gun. He picks up the blotter from across the desk and crashes it on top of the perp's head. As a result of that, the Duster got transferred to the Bronx. While the Duster was working in the South Bronx, he went out one night, had a couple of cocktails, and he got involved with a lady of the evening. Well, he didn't have any cash, and when the prostitute started to complain, he wrote her a check. Well, a couple of weeks later, she makes her way into the station house with a bounced check complaining to the desk officer. So the Duster got bounced again to another South Bronx precinct, which is when I finally ran into him. The Duster was a genius with stolen cars. He was like a magician. He could get underneath the hood of a car and know instantly if the vehicle identification number was changed. So I was fascinated with the guy. Another quirk of the Duster was everyone he pulled over, he either called Senora, Senorita, regardless of race. He could pull over a 65-year-old Hasidic rabbi and refer to him, "Excuse me, Senor, your taillight is out." But the most unusual story about the Duster was he was the only person barred from a German restaurant in the South Bronx called the Schlitz. It's in. Place served excellent German food, and one night the Duster got liquored up with his girlfriend, and they started smacking each other around, and they were barred from the bar forever. So be sure to check out my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder.
And today, the Duster would not have a job, because today they would judge all of those things when he was off duty as more important than when he was on duty. And today the same problem happens over and over and over again. People are told to, you know, be sure to make a podcast. It's very important that you make a podcast. And the eight people who listen to the podcast, two of them are offended. They file a complaint. Gee, we're offended. The person gets fired. I have known entire radio stations that have been lost. Entire radio stations that have been lost because of one tweet. One tweet. A person on the air is supposed to do a radio show. They're not supposed to do podcasts. They're not supposed to tweet. They're not supposed to post Instagrams. We're supposed to make radio shows. And a person who can make a radio show, not me, I'm saying people who make radio shows are incredibly gifted, because if they're a talk show host and they're talking for 3 or 4 hours a day with no script, no writing staff, no coaches, directors, producers, they're just talking. There isn't one television star that can do that. Have you ever seen most television stars ad-lib? It is a painful thing to see, because what are they? They're gifted performers of a script. They're handed a script, and they can do that. And they can do it better than you can ever imagine. But to ask somebody on the radio to make sure to do your podcast. No, I'm not going to do a podcast. Are you crazy? I don't need more extra time off the air. And that's when they get in trouble. Because now all the things that used to be invisible, air talent, sales guy, goes to a bar, gets drunk after work, goes home. Those things used to be invisible. Now they're very well known. Now there's behavior transparency. You must behave in a certain way all the time. Why? I'm not paid to do that. And I don't have an incident to cite. I'm not dealing with this myself. I sit in the basement and then I go to bed. So this is not a Walter issue. But I'm looking around. I'm like, all these people are losing their jobs because they said the wrong thing on Twitter. It's just dumb. Why would you lose somebody incredibly talented because they said the wrong thing on Twitter? And to whom? And then 6 months later, whatever they said was fine, would have been fine, not an issue. Society would have moved on. Instead, society gets caught up in it over and over. Oh, we can't have this. Ooh, we can't have this. Ooh, that's not okay. Ooh. All the people who have no sense of humor are suddenly in charge. The first thing that needs to happen is you get rid of HR. You don't need HR. What you need is a benefits administrator, somebody who is a savant at telling me what's in my pension, where's my 401k, and what do I do if I need health insurance? Are you in charge of my health insurance? What do I need to do if I broke an arm? Do I go find it? What am I supposed to do if I broke an arm? That's all that needs to happen. To have anybody else establish a culture. I love it when I hear, well, you know, HR is responsible for our culture. No, the New York City Philharmonic is responsible for my culture. The Guggenheim Museum is responsible for my culture. The HR person is not responsible for my culture. Let's get rid of that nonsense. HR department is responsible for my health insurance and my pension and my 401k. Worry about that. That's it. If you're offended, here, I have my 10-year-old daughter every day will come in from the front yard with her 10-year-old friend, a guy, a kid. She'll come in with the 10-year-old boy and they'll be yelling at each other. And the 10-year-old boy will be pointing at her saying, you know, my daughter did these terrible things to him. My daughter did these awful things to him. And she goes, no, he did it to me, da-da-da, every day. And that's what HR has become. Two people with meaningless gripes go to them and complain. Meaningless. And they're supposed to settle this based on what? The HR person was the snitch in high school. They can't settle anything. They don't have a clue how to settle anything. Shouldn't exist. What does this say? Next week, you know what I want to talk to you about? There are things in houses that only kids are fascinated by, and adults do not see, view them as functionary. One of them is a dumbwaiter. When you go into a house, a Victorian house, as a kid, and it has a dumbwaiter, you will spend 10 hours staring at that dumbwaiter, trying to make it work. Because the buttons have always been disconnected. By now, none of them work. But a kid will be determined to make that dumbwaiter work. And the other thing is a laundry chute. Today, they don't build houses with laundry chutes. They won't, and they don't. But I came to learn this week that there are electric-powered laundry chutes. That you walk by it, you throw your clothes near it, you throw your clothes near the opening, and it sucks it in. I'm like, oh my God, this is the best thing I ever heard of. This is absolutely outstanding. And I'm going to get on the phone. I'm going to talk to a guy who runs a power laundry chute company. Now, there's high interview. There's news value interviews. We have the best show in American radio. All right, stay in touch with me, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. I look forward to getting your emails and communicating with you. And I might even invite you over for a barbecue. Would you like that if I invited you over to our house for a barbecue? I think that would be pretty exciting. But imagine that, a power laundry chute. You walk by it, you throw your laundry at the chute, and it sucks it in. I can't think of anything cooler than that. It's a new toy. The greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.